This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Maybe I didn't treat you.
Nurse Erin Olszewski is here for another 5 minutes. And I'm going to give her the floor. Just kind of recap what's coming up, the name of the event in D.C. on the 6th at 9 a.m. in front of the Capitol, and more. And then I'm going to come back and break down the latest developments. A lot of big things are going on. A lot of big things are happening. I'm dealing right now with the big rally on the 6th, making decisions that must be made right now. So I'm going to let her take over for 4 minutes. Here she is.
Thank you. So, the website for the Freedom Rally in general, to see who's all speaking at our event is freedomrally2021.com. And then for more specifics, I guess, once Alex caught me in the middle, so I'm not quite done with our website, but it will be globalfrontlinenurses.com. So you can read about the nurses, and, you know, donate if possible, because most of us have been fired from our jobs for speaking out and telling the truth. And, you know, coming there is a travel. It's expensive to do that. But we all feel that if we don't do that and do this and speak out and tell the truth, then our world is not going to be in a good place. And the job of a nurse is to care for our patients and make sure that we, you know, do no harm. And there's harm being done right now to people, and it's hard. It's hard to look at what's happening in our world and stay quiet. So, you know, since I've come out, there's been a lot more nurses that have contacted me, and they see it happening, you know, all over the world right now. So, what's been happening over the past year almost, you know, has kind of all brought us to where we are today. So we're in the biggest fight for our lives. And I think that this event in Washington is probably going to be one of the most important days in history. And to be a part of that is I'm humbled to be a part of it and stand on the right side of history. And I really do hope that, you know, we can open some eyes and, you know, with all these nurses coming out, we can shift where the healthcare system that we have into one that's made to help people and not to hurt people. And hopefully, being a whistleblower, we could have more protection. You know, I think that's one of the biggest things right now is people are afraid because they get fired. They get, you know, your whole entire life changes. And, you know, I'm just a mom. You know, I'm a mom. I was a nurse. You know, I was happy living my life, trying to do what the best I can, you know, to help my patients. And, you know, this is now been my focus, because I'm terrified of what's going to happen when I'm no longer here to fight for my kids. You know, that's why I'm here. You know, I don't want them to grow up in a world that is unrecognizable and that they have to fight, you know, for their lives, or, you know, live in, you know, something that is just completely unrecognizable. And, you know, being, you know, in the military and fighting overseas, I was in Iraq for a little over a year. That fight's still in me, you know. Now my boots are on the ground here. So against all enemies, foreign and domestic. So this right here is a domestic war, and I'm here to fight it. I guess they probably didn't expect people like me and people, you know, other people that are speaking out. You know, we're kind of throwing a wrench in their game plan, and that's exactly what I intend to continue doing. So I just am very grateful for the opportunity to use my voice. And as long as I can speak, I'm going to keep on talking and telling the truth.
All right. Well, Nurse Erin Olszewski, we love you. We appreciate you. You're on Parler at Nurse Erin. You can also find us on Parler at InfoWars. And we really look forward to seeing you guys out there. A lot of big rallies coming up on the 5th and 6th. The 5th is just as important as the 6th. We had a huge showing on the 5th. I can tell you that's directly from Trump. That's all I'm going to say. I've literally been on the phone. I'm just going to leave it at that so it's not a national issue. But there's big announcements about to be made today by Trump about the 6th. Thank you, Nurse Erin.
Due to the COVID lockdown destroying the supply chain, many of the best-selling products at InfoWars are no longer available. And I thought that Pollen Block might be gone forever, but after 8 months, we got about 25% of the order we put in delivered to us. The rest, they hope, in a few months comes in. It's a proprietary system using specially fed quail and their eggs. It's very powerful when it comes to blocking seasonal irritants and a lot more. So get your Pollen Block back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com today. And, by the way, activated charcoal toothpaste sold out for months is now back in stock as well. They're great products, and it funds the InfoWar. So get your Pollen Block and get your activated charcoal toothpaste at InfoWarsStore.com today. Again, our activated charcoal toothpaste doesn't have additives. It's concentrated. People love it. It's amazing. There's no toothpaste out there like it. And Pollen Block is proprietary as well. They're back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com. 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 Jones, and I've got big international news that I could break right now on air about Trump and the rally on the 6th and all the inside baseball that is extremely important, that's very, very pertinent. But I'm not sure I'm going to scoop the president. But at a certain point, I kind of need to, just because I want people to understand the big picture and what's really going on. But I'm not ready to talk about it right now. I'm not ready to talk about it. Just this second. And I'm having to think about this a little bit. I'm going to think about this a little bit more, but there's a reason I had that nice nurse. Like, hey, you go ahead and host a segment or so. Or, hey, I'm not going to be at the microphone for a minute because this stuff is all moving so incredibly quick. And the good news is, I'll just leave it at that, Mike Pence just announced he was going to be in Israel on the 6th. So he could dodge overseeing the debate about challenging the election and the electors. He just canceled going to Israel on the 6th. Daily Beast reports Pence cancels his post-election Florida vacation and his trip to Israel. He'll now be in Washington, D.C. So that's just some of what we're about to be breaking down. VP Pence's final visit to Israel is canceled. Here is the report. So, there is a real chance that you're going to see a new election called for in those five states, and that's where everything's angling. I'll make a statement on this at the start of the next hour before the next host takes over. And I'm going to decide how much I'm going to say. And the president may announce a bunch of this before I even get to it. But when the president makes the announcement, I want you to have the rest of the backstory on this. All right, Andrew Tate's a good friend of mine. He's a great guy. He's a world champion kickboxer. His brother's a top boxer as well, and MMA guy, kickboxer. And his dad is a former world champion chess player. Emory Andrew Tate III is American-British cruiserweight kickboxer, mixed martial artist, businessman, sports commentator, and vlogger. As a kickboxer, Tate is a three-time ISKA world champion and infusion champion. Born in Washington, D.C., he fought out of Luton, England until his retirement. Tate made his return February 2020 at KO Master 7 in Bucharest, Romania, where he currently resides. CobraTate.com. And I wanted to get him on to give his view, living in the U.S., living in England, living in Eastern Europe, between those places, the COVID lockdown, the world government, what's happening to Trump, where he sees this going, how he would categorize this time in history. He's a smart guy, and I respect his opinion. But now you've got all these other big developments happening. Tate, it's great to have you back with us. What do you want to tackle first?
Hello, sir. Good to see you again, always.
Good to see you.
I think that absolutely everything is linked. Absolutely everything is linked. And for me, the most pertinent issue, and I know it's been widely discussed, but it absolutely has to be this scam, safety, coronavirus, this big, I don't want to swear on live television, but I think you know the word I'm looking for. All in the name of safety, they're trying to dehumanize us and enslave us. And they're trying to remove any element of masculinity left amongst the population so that we accept all of their fallacies. And that's what I believe coronavirus is. And it's extremely upsetting for me to witness, and it's extremely upsetting for me to see how successful they've been. This is what upsets me the most. I can't believe how successful they've been with a 99% survival rate. People are walking around with their faces muzzled. It's absolutely insane.
I totally agree. This has been a major Chicken Little meets Salem witch trial success. We know that they psychologically tested it at Stanford and other universities for decades before they rolled out their plan. They even admit it's a plan. They even admit it's a great reset, which is even worse that they're so confident they're rubbing it in, Andrew.
Yeah, because it's, you have to understand this. It's always been the men of society which have resisted. This is our job as men, is to resist. So when they try and demasculinize us and feminize us, it's done very, very specifically so that we will not revolt in the face of obvious tyranny. They tried for a very long time to turn men into women or to demasculinize men, and then they come along with a 99% survival rate virus and command everyone to cover their faces, quit their jobs, lose their incomes, sit at home like cowards. And people have absolutely and utterly complied. I had very little faith in the sheep people, but before COVID, I now understand how Nazi Germany committed all the atrocities. Everything starts to make sense to me now. There is no reason for a full-grown man to be afraid of anything, and they are still muzzling themselves and sacrificing their financial freedom for a 99.9% survival rate. It's more dangerous to get in a car. It's absolutely insane. I've lost faith in the men of society to resist this. I do not understand why.
And by the way, when you talk to them and you say all you need is vitamin D,
it's been nearly a year.
I totally agree. And when you say to them all you need is vitamin D3, C, all you need is exercise, and then it's not even 99.999, it's basically impossible to get it. They don't want to hear it because they want to act like they're virtue signalers. It's about being posers. It's about going along. They don't get that that's what makes you a slave and makes the predators come. They think submitting gets them ahead, but they're all about to find out that's not the case. What do you expect to happen when it dawns on them that the lockdown causes a global depression? Go ahead.
Absolutely, you're completely correct. And they think by being completely submissive, they're going to somehow help. Oh, if I'm completely submissive, then my master one day will be a little bit nice to me. Let me tell you something. This crap doesn't end until people stop accepting it. In the countries where people have stopped accepting this garbage, it's ended. And in the places where people continue to comply with these ridiculous rules, the rules remain. Until people stand up and say, listen, I'm an adult, and I'm responsible for my safety, and I will not give all of my freedom away in the name of safety for a government which doesn't care about me anyway. Until people do something about this, it is never going to stop. We are human beings, and life carries risk. Virus will never disappear. COVID is going to be here forever. There's going to have to become a day we take our masks off and live our lives. It's absolutely insane. This is a test. For a long time, they tried to feminize men and remove our fighting spirit. And they came along with this obvious. They did it very purposely. They made it very clear that the survival rate is high. They made it very, very obvious that you are safe to take your mask off and go outside. And they wanted to see you comply regardless. This is a test. And men have failed. They now know they can do whatever they want in our face. They can rig an election. They can close your business. They can destroy your livelihood. They can lock you in your home. All they have to do is say safety. In the name of safety, I'm going to destroy your life. I'm a full-grown man. I don't need your safety. I make my own decisions. Every single day I take a risk when I get in my car or I cross the road. You can't destroy my life pretending you care about me. And until people stand up and do something about this, it's never going to stop.
And
it's
Andrew,
never going to end.
And Andrew, you're absolutely right. They admit it's never going to end. They admit it's to destroy the economy, to vertically integrate. They admit big tech and the big banks have doubled their profits. They admit it's a cold-blooded move to make more people poor permanently, to control them. And then they say it's for your own good. It's so disgusting and sick. And then we watch all these men, and you see 2-to-1 women complying, loving the servitude. We've already gone under something worse than radical Islamic control.
Absolutely, this is worse. This is absolutely insane. This is one of the largest mass slavery exercises in history. What's happening now is nearly unprecedented. You're going to come along to citizens and lock them in their houses. You demand their taxes. You demand they work. You take all their money from them anyway. Now you're going to lock them in their house and not allow them to leave? I thought, where's the freedom? There's zero freedom left. They're attempting to replace freedom with safety. This is what they want to do. Because of men like you, Alex, you're telling the truth. They tried to censor the truth, and it wasn't working. People like you and me are getting the message out. So they said, okay, too many people are waking up. So let's take all of their freedom away, and let's tell them they're not safe unless they completely comply and throw all of their freedom out the window. Because they don't want people thinking for themselves.
That's right.
Wear your mask, stay at home, be afraid. That's all they want of us. They want.
That's right. We got to go to break, but the police bow down to Black Lives Matter, burning down buildings. But then if you try to not wear a mask in San Antonio, the police brutally attack you because they've been told to go out and do it. It's disgusting, and they're idiots, and it's wrong. We have from CobraTate.com, Andrew Tate, a really fired up fella on the other side. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back. Andrew Tate of CobraTate.com is our guest. He is a world champion kickboxer. He's also a successful businessman, and he's a smart guy. His brother's also really smart. Had a lot of fun with him. I believe it was already last Christmas around this time. They were actually here in Texas. We got dinner down at a nice steakhouse back when we weren't wearing masks and we were still quasi-free. This is a globalist revolution against humanity, against men. They admit it. They're letting men into women's sports, saying that they are women. This is a biological attack. They admit it is, and it's so egregious, it's so criminal, and it's really a total assault, a full-spectrum move by the corporations to domesticate humanity. That's what it is. The Carnegie Foundation after World War II was tasked by the U.S. government to, quote, end war. And they said, we will end the family, we will end masculinity. But really, that's just so hyper-globalist corporations have no men blocking them, and you get something even worse. That's what history shows. So, Andrew Tate, how do we counter this? How do we resist it? How do we get people deprogrammed and to get them out? I think the men that want to be sheeple would have always been followers. I think it's up to those of us that are leaders to be bold and not even so much spend time trying to convince the sheeple, but to rally the other sheepdogs out there to take on the wolves.
Absolutely correct. And we have to do the best we can to simply not comply. Since this lockdown garbage has started, since this coronavirus has started, I've been to 13 countries. I refuse to put a mask on. If someone says I'm going to call the police, say, okay, call the police. And I don't want to get arrested. I don't want to fight with anybody. So if the police come and they say, you must put on a mask, I'll say, okay, I'll put it on for 10 seconds. And when they walk off, I'll take it off again. If everybody made it so difficult for them to enforce these rules that the rules had no weight, it would end overnight. I will not put a mask on unless you get police officers to the venue and force me. Then I will put it on. And the second they leave, I will take it off. And I will continue to do that. And if everyone did... And the reason people are complying is not because they're scared of the virus. I say to people in their masks, do you wear a mask at home? Do you wear a mask where you're allowed to not wear a mask? No, you're not afraid of corona. You're afraid of not complying. That shows your cowardice. You cannot comply with something you know to be false purely out of fear. That is not the masculine attitude towards life. This whole mask escapade, this whole mask escapade is a mark of submission. When you want someone to be submissive, you humiliate them. Making you wear a mask when you go for a piss in a bathroom, but allowing you to take it off to drink, laugh, and kiss whoever's next to you has nothing to do with medical science. It's a humiliation tactic. Because if you're humiliated, you're submissive. And the people who are in charge of the world don't want to hide what they're doing anymore. They can't hide it, Alex. There's people like you out there. There's other people on the internet. All of their secrets are coming out. They can't hide it. They killed Epstein in our face. They rigged the election in our face. They no longer want to hide it. Their new tactic is, we won't hide anything. We'll just do it right in their face, and they won't do anything about it. And that's what this whole corona exercise is linked to. That's what all of this is. They want to just continue to do whatever they want, blatantly, in broad daylight, and everyone be too afraid to do anything about it. That's their master plan.
And again, people think it's a throwback to see aggressive men that are loud and angry, and I bet you and your brother, you're really big, imposing guys, but that's a good thing. That makes me feel secure that humanity's strong and aggressive and smart. And these globalist nerds always associate big and strong with dumb. That's actually not even how it works. And it's up to those of us that are not
modern domesticated soft people and who are more caveman-like, which is the stronger attributes. We're getting weaker, not stronger. All the studies show they dig up people in Africa. They dig up people from England 5,000-10,000 years ago, and the average farmer was stronger than, you know, a top Olympic athlete. We are all degenerating. We need to get back to what we were. We were more intelligent. We live longer if you survive past being a baby. I mean, there's so much going on here. We must rediscover our humanity, celebrate humanity, and that will defeat this post-human world the big corporations are building.
Absolutely. It's absolutely no mistake, and it's completely by design, they tell men. Don't be strong. Don't be loud. Don't have an opinion. Don't be aggressive. Just put the mask on. Just stay at home. Just throw your business away. Don't think for yourself. Just comply. I will keep you safe. You don't need freedom. You need safety. You're only safe if you listen to me. You don't need an income. You know what the best stimulus check is? A job. That's what the best stimulus check is. You know what the best safety is for humanity? People out there doing what they need to do. If they really cared about humanity, why haven't they built any new hospitals? Why didn't they keep all the businesses open, ask for $50 a week from each one, and build 200 new hospitals? We can have hospitals all over the world for the cost of this economic downturn. They don't care about us. They don't care. They want slaves who are afraid, who comply, who give away all of their money on demand. That's all they want. It's all they ever wanted. Because if you're in charge of the world, the only thing you enjoy is control. You're above money. You're above sports cars. You're above fancy boats. The only way you can get any kind of buzz in your life is control.
And that's right. And these are from inbred multi
survival rate.
And they're from inbred multi-generational families that are so unhappy on average. Their only happiness is making us miserable because they see a big, vibrant middle class out on their powerboats with their hot wives, their healthy children, and the David Rockefellers and Bill Gateses of the world and Prince Charles of the world get pissed about that. And they enjoy trying to have us under their stinking pedophile thumbs.
Completely. They don't want us happy. Why would they want us to be happy when they are miserable? That's the last thing they want. They want us in perpetual slavery. That's all they want. And think of the ego trip. If you have a control problem, if you're a power freak, if you're a control freak, imagine the ego trip of saying to somebody, there's a 99% survival rate, but you will give up your business. You will go bankrupt. You will stay in your house and you will not leave. And if you do want to leave, you'll take a random injection that nobody knows the effects of. And you're going to allow us to inject you anyway, even though you do not need it. That is a power trip. That's all that is. It's a power trip for people who are control freaks. Because all these people who are in charge of the world enjoy one thing only, control. And that's why they're so overt with what they do. They didn't try and hide this stealing this election. They haven't tried to hide any of it. They know exactly what they're doing. They know exactly what they're doing, and they're loving every second of it. It's an absolute travesty.
Well, the good news is, we'll play this clip when we come back. From California to Texas to New York to Ohio, people are going to malls, they're going to grocery stores, they're going to Costco's en masse, and they're not wearing masks, and they're educating people. In most places, the cops are nice, do their job, and don't violate rights. But in San Antonio, they arrested a Marine Corps decorated veteran. We'll play the clip next segment. For simply going to the mall to educate people that the masks are never coming off till you take them off. Bill Gates has said they're never coming off. My God, this is insane.
This is what I don't understand. Tell me when this virus, COVID-19, is due to disappear. Because if it's going to be here forever, does that mean we wear masks forever? Or will a day come where the virus exists and we no longer need masks? There's no reason to put the mask on.
I'll tell you what's coming next, and I think you...
Or we don't wear them. It doesn't make sense in any other logical universe.
All right, well, you're on fire, my friend. We got to get you back up more often than once a year. They started rerunning an old ad you were nice enough to cut for us live on air the other day, and I said, we got to get Tate on. I bet he is super pissed and also follow some of your stuff, so you got to come on at least once a month. We got to get you back over here to the U.S. I'm trying to get Paul out of the U.K. He's literally under martial law. Everything's closed. And I told him a year ago, I said, get out of there. It's going into martial law before COVID even popped up. I've got all the documents. I'll tell you where it's going, and I want to get your take on what we should do. Andrew Tate, stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm Alex Jones.
3, 2, 1.
Here we go.
It's back in stock. It's been sold out for over 8 months. We couldn't get it because the lockdown pollen block is back in stock. Let me tell you real quick about it. With the power of quail egg concentrate, pollen block acts differently than traditional antihistamines, and it's clinically studied to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms by helping to clear sinus passages and aiding respiratory function. It's amazing. folks absolutely love it. And again, France has been shut down, so we couldn't get it. Now a limited supply is back in stock, 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Pollen Block, again, is available in this one-minute ad. I don't have time to tell you all about it, but believe me, I have really wanted it back in because it works naturally, unlike some of the stuff that's over the counter that makes you all be speedy and irritable and gives you a headache. This is naturally occurring. It's the secret of how the quail don't have the seasonal distress, and it's passed on somehow through their eggs to us. You chew up the pills. They taste great. It's available again. InfoWarsStore.com. Pollen Block. InfoWarsStore.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around, and I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground, and I won't back down. There ain't no easy way out. Hey, I will stand my ground, and I won't back.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. Back Live. I am your host, Alex Jones, and Andrew Tate is riding shotgun with us. When he leaves us, I'm going to tell you what's coming up in D.C. You notice I had to go to rebroadcast the first 5 minutes of the hour, or had a guest host, because I had to talk to some folks. I went live at 6 after, and I said I would expect the president any minute to announce he is speaking at the event on the 6th. And you notice, right at that second, he tweeted that out. So I'll tell you next hour why they were waiting to pull the trigger until they had made a few phone calls. I'm going to leave it at that. But the media is really going to have a major heart attack over this, I can tell you. I can guarantee you. Because there's a lot of stuff coming up in D.C. on the 5th and 6th that I'm privy to. And it's really all just because I paid for the stages, part of the stages and the permits. And then I went ahead and just handed those over to the White House. So it can be their deal. Because we knew we had to get it. We knew we had to pay for it. We knew we had to do it. Because nobody else would. And boom, in comes the president. So I hand the ball off, and I'm not in control of it. And that's great. And so I'll tell you what is coming up next hour and with the big events. And I'm going to leave it at that. This is going to be historic. You are going to want to get to D.C. on the 5th and the 6th. But I only came on there and told you, you'll see the president announce this anytime. And then, of course, he did. And you'll see more of that happening. So he announced it literally 1 minute after I said that that was the case, just to give our enemies a little bit of heartburn there. Okay, going back to Andrew Tate. Here is a clip of a Marine Corps veteran who was on the show with Owen Schroyer just yesterday. This weekend they went in to, or I guess Monday, they went into a mall in San Antonio. And boy, they were Black Lives Matter shooting people or burning stuff. It had been fun. If there were a bunch of white kids saying they represent black people working for Soros, or they burned down a police station, that would have been great. But they didn't wear their masks, so the cops tackled them because they're good little heroes. The cops are wearing their little burkas, following their orders. This is so disgusting to watch the home of the free, land of the brave, become the home of the neurotic chicken little cowards on their little witch hunt. Here it is. Horrible goon security guards all look like a bunch of fat little women, and you got the cops there doing it, just disgraceful. And you've got the veteran who's a Native American and went to pray where his tribe was from at a tribal site. You see the parking lot right there. He just walks off and gets on his knees to pray, and a crazy, weird control freak, the worst of these park rangers because they're usually leftist, comes over and starts tasing him as he begs, and then starts assaulting him more with total mentally ill pleasure. So, again, the left love police brutality. They love oppression. Where they're in control, they have death camps, and they're dreaming about that here. They've got big lists on Twitter of who they want arrested and how they want me dead. Andrew Tate, where do you see all this headed? Where do you see this going?
These people are never happy, Alex. There's no bottom. There's no ending to this absolute insanity. You're never woke enough. You're never liberal enough. You're never compliant enough. If you breathe without paperwork, one day you're going to be fined. If you don't pay that fine, even though they've taken your job, you're going to jail. There's no ending for these people. There's nothing they're ever going to be happy with. You cannot comply and satisfy them on any level. In 10 years from now, people are going to be sitting and wondering, what went wrong? What happened to the world? Why didn't we resist when we had the chance? The chance is right now. Now is your chance. This is it. This is the beginning of something which is never going to end. And unless people stand up and do something, it's going to get perpetually worse. These people cannot be satisfied on any level, ever. And when people finally understand and realize that, they'll realize they're not taking your livelihood and destroying your ability to visit your own family on a holiday because they care about you. They're doing it to dehumanize you, to upset you, to put you in a point of submissiveness so they can turn you into a slave. I do not use that word lightly. This is nothing other than an exercise purely attributed towards creating slaves.
This is a slave induction ceremony of cult-like total submission, of throwing away all logic, all science, all facts, all based on lies, and then even sending COVID patients into nursing homes to give half the deaths, and then giving themselves awards for actually killing half the people themselves, killing the rest with these ventilators that they admit are actually killing the people. This new congressman went in sick. They put a tube down his throat. He had a heart attack. They said he died of COVID. The doctor says he died of a heart attack. This is just a giant organized revolution of criminal control freak takeover. You're absolutely right. History is repeating itself. And I don't want this to be tyranny. I don't want us to be in deep trouble. But denial, folks, is getting us there. The mayor of Austin's trying to declare martial law. He's trying to declare nighttime curfews for COVID, saying the hospitals are full. I yesterday showed you the CDC up-to-the-day numbers. The hospital beds in Austin are at 9% capacity. It's a damn hoax. The mayor is a criminal liar.
Absolutely, it's a lie. All of it is a lie. From the beginning, it's been a lie. The death rates are a lie. The case numbers are a lie. The hospitals being full are a lie. It's all a lie. And even though they get caught repeatedly, Alex, the people who demand you stay in your home and don't see your family get caught breaking their own rules, and people are still complying. If that doesn't prove that the mass agenda towards slavery is at least in some part successful, I don't know what will. How does that not prove their slavery agenda is successful? People are getting caught. The people making the rules are ignoring the rules. But these bitch-made humans are still complying with the laws. This is slavery.
That Andrew, you're on fire. You're on fire. You ever want to guest host? You ever want to guest host? Come to the whole show. Let me just say this. Every hour, I see a mayor or a member of parliament or a member of Congress, or every Democrat governor, whether it's Whitmer or whether it is, all of them have been caught out at big parties, no mask. They get to go out on boats. Nobody else can. They go to restaurants. Nobody else can. The governor owns a bunch of restaurants in California. His stay opens. No one else can. And people go, that's not right. It's an exercise of pissing in our face, rubbing it in, dominating us. That's what this is. This is an exercise of humiliation and of a paradox of hypocrisy by these.
Absolutely, that's what it is. They love the control element that comes from us knowing they want us to know that the rules are for us, but the rules are not for them. The destruction of livelihoods is for us, but it's not for them. The restriction of freedom is for us, but it will never be for them. They enjoy the power that comes with us knowing that. They are not trying to hide it. They make it very obvious and apparent. You are a second-class human. I can do whatever I please. You're a second-class human, and if you attempt to see your family on Christmas, you will go to fuck.
All right, Andrew Tate is on fire, on fire, on fire. We're coming up with the final segment. I'm going to give him the floor. I'm going to ask him, what do we do? What do I do? What is he going to do? I want to make a commitment to him and make one to me. We'll all make one together.
The year 2021 is...
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com. and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Longevity. Teamgaday.com.
History is coming January 5th and 6th. I've talked a lot to the White House. I've talked a lot to people surrounding that, and they agree that we need to have a giant crowd there. The 5th, I'll explain at the start of the next hour, ahead of John Rappaport taking over. But as I told you earlier in the show, and then right before Trump tweeted, I said I would expect imminent Trump will say he's going to be at this rally. Here he is, January 6th, see you in D.C., and then supposedly by the night you'll hear specifics of where it is and what's going to be happening. No one would put the money up, and this is like a couple weeks ago, so I began to put some of the money up. I mean, it takes hundreds of thousands for those big stage jumbotrons and all the rest of it. And then other people came in and helped pay for the lion's share of it. We're very appreciative to them. God really came through, but it was a lot of money. And then I just got asked to put more money in for the 5th today, and I'm going to put forward the money. In fact, I just pulled the trigger and wired it earlier. So they're like, are you good for this? We're doing this? You do that? I'm like, yep, boom. Pull the trigger. You saw what happened a minute later. So we're all in coordination, attack formation, peacefully to awaken the world and say no to the globalists. But the president is behind all of this, and I knew he would be, but I had to be a leader and take action first. It's not about taking credit. It's about you can do this too, folks. It's leadership. All right, talking about leadership, Andrew Tate's world champion, kickboxer, not in the little weenie leagues, you know, in the big ones. He's definitely got a big slice of his dad, world champion chess player. He and his brother are both great guys. get your brother on here sometime. He's really smart as well. And I just want to hear your idea. You challenge me, I'll challenge you. We challenge everybody. Let's up our game as leaders, as men, and let's be leaders and really get aggressive against this fraud. You know, sue companies that try to make you wear a mask, showing you can give you bacterial pneumonia and doesn't help, it's a fraud. Going in public, not wearing them. Educating people. I'm going to drive around the next few days in my armored vehicle saying I'm not obeying the mayor's curfew, burn in hell. I'm going to go around. I'm going to drive around a couple hours tonight, a couple hours tomorrow night. I mean, and it's fun. It's not making me weak. It's making me stronger. Andrew, what do you think we should do?
Absolutely agree with you. And I think this is a war of attrition. I'll give you a quick example. I was in Germany recently where absolutely everybody complies. If you don't wear a mask, the police instantly deploy and ask you to wear a mask. And I live in Romania where people are far more, they're Eastern European. They've been through these communist exercises before. They can see what's happening and a lot less people are complying. This is a war of attrition. I'm not recommending anybody get arrested or get themselves in trouble, but they cannot enforce everybody. If you don't wear a mask unless you're asked to wear a mask, if everybody does that, it will end. Imagine you work in a store and every single person who walks in, please put a mask on, even if they put it on. Okay, next, please put a mask on. Please put a mask on. After 2 days, you're going to be bored of it. You're going to be bored of it. It's a war of attrition. Until you tell me to comply and threaten me, I don't comply. I will not voluntarily muzzle myself. I don't want to get arrested. I'm not recommending anyone get themselves in big trouble. Just walk out. Don't wear a mask. Live your life. And if they really threaten you, okay, put one on. Crisis averted. But if everybody did this, the people who are in charge, the little do-gooders and the police, they'd get tired of it. They'd get tired of constantly asking, please put a mask on. It's a war of attrition, and I've seen this in countries where people don't comply. In Romania, at the beginning, they used to ask. Now they're at the point where I walk in with no mask, and you know what they do? They just think, whatever. People don't wear them now, whatever. It's a war of attrition. We have to grind them down by showing, if you want me to comply with your slavery, you need to be prepared to enforce it. They cannot enforce it against all of us. They rely on us enforcing it on ourselves. They rely on us masking up before we go out without any kind of threat of repercussion, without any kind of enforcement. Stop.
And notice
that.
In Australia and the UK,
where they self arrested and just put the mask on. Nothing bad's going to happen to you. Worst case, you put a mask on when they call the police and say, sorry, I didn't realize I had one in my pocket. End of crisis. It's a war of attrition. If everybody started doing that, this would end. The only reason the police feel compelled to destroy the one person without a mask is because he's the one person without a mask. They cannot enforce it on all of us. You have a duty as an adult and as a man to save your family and your children and future generations from slavery and tyranny. And you do that by not complying to slavery at this point in your life. Do not comply without enforcement. Every single person watching this, if you start doing that, you'll see a shift in the narrative near instantly. I've seen it myself in real time in countries where people just stop putting them on unless the police tell them to. Within a week, it's over.
And Andrew Tate, if you look at Australia, it's the socialist-run cities are the worst. Same thing in the UK. The more you submit, the deeper the lockdowns get. And we've got internal documents out of the EU, the UK, Australia, and Canada that are all unified saying, we've got COVID 2.0, COVID 2030. They've got all these rollouts, never going to let us get out of it, never going to stop. And by increments, they show us what happens in Australia 12 months ago, or 9 months ago. Now it comes here. They're literally monkey see, monkey do, showing us how to be good slaves. We've got to start pushing back.
If you love control, if it's the number one thing you desire in the world, and you manage to steal huge amounts of control and huge amounts of freedom from the general populace, would you ever give it back?
No, if I was a control freak or a psychopath that just is compelled to have power over people, I would be happier than a pig and you know what, like Bill Gates is right now.
Absolutely. I would never give it back. And I would come up with COVID 2.0, COVID iPad Max Pro, COVID 38. I'd come up with any excuse to make people stay at home so I can go out when they're not allowed and feel some pathetic, immature buzz knowing that they're a second-class human. That's all this is. People, listen, I'm not saying, I said this to my girlfriend. I said, look, I don't want you getting arrested. You're a girl. I don't want you tackled to the ground. Don't put it on unless they threaten you.
And you'd be amazed how far you can get just not wearing it, putting a smile on your face, being polite, being a human to other humans, walking into a store with a smile, saying, oh, sorry, I forgot mine. I just want to grab something. You'll be amazed how far you can get, because everybody knows this is a joke. And they're afraid. The people who are complying and the people who are trying to force you to comply are afraid at the people at the top. You have to show them. There's nothing to be afraid of.
Andrew,
first case, you pull out your pocket, you put it on. This is a war of attrition. We need to stop complying en masse.
And Andrew, what you said is so key. I need to make a bigger deal out of this. The globalists like Larry Page and Sergey Brin and others at Google worth 50, 100 billion apiece, whatever. One's like worth 50, one's like 60. They have giant palatial estates. They have jumbo jets. They have everything. And also, they don't follow the rules. So all these billionaires that are going along with this, other than Elon Musk, who's been fighting it, they all exempt themselves, just as you said. They go on private jets. They're not wearing masks on there. It's a class thing. It's absolutely a class thing, and they love it.
Of course they love it. You are a second-class citizen. I'll tell you an absolutely true story, Alex. I'll make it quick. I flew on a budget airline from Bucharest, Romania to London, England, and was forced to wear a mask in the airport and on the plane and landing. It upset me. So on the way back, I chartered a private jet from London to Bucharest, 15,000 euro. I chartered a private jet. There were no masks in the private airport. Not a single mask on the plane. The pilots were not wearing a mask. No COVID paperwork. No masks when I landed. There was no mention of COVID-19 or masks once they realized I was rich. It is for second-class citizens. Putting a mask on your face is agreeing and accepting. I am a slave to the globalists who control the financial system and have rigged it to keep me too poor to provide for my family. You are sacrificing the freedom of yourself and your entire lineage every time you put a mask on your face. It is not a small deal. It's a big deal. A government cannot mandate what you put on your face in the name of safety for something which is not dangerous. It is tyranny. It is nothing less than tyranny.
That's right. Let's expand on that. What you said is absolutely true. The establishment has exempted itself from everything, and this is a class thing, and we have to say no to them and let them know that we know, and let them know that the economic turmoil and the collapse is on them, and let them know that we know all their companies have basically doubled their wealth during this, and it's disgusting. And so we've just got to unify around this.
Absolutely. They're taking control of everything. They want to control the water you drink, the land you live on, the air you breathe. They're going to own absolutely everything, and it doesn't matter what number you give them. It doesn't matter about money. They're beyond billions. They're beyond the stock market. They're going to own absolutely everything, and they'll be the only free humans on Earth. But if you want to be free, if you want a smidgen of your freedom back, in 2019 you could do anything. No, we've taken that all away from you. We'll give half of it back if you inject this mystery subject, this mystery fluid into your arm. Somebody in Switzerland has already died of the COVID-19 vaccine. This was announced a few hours ago.
Yes.
People are dying from this vaccine. Do you think the billionaires in charge care?
Hold on. No, hang on. Let's do five more minutes. Five more minutes.
99% effective.
Back in 2 minutes. I want to do five more minutes with Andrew Tate, who's absolutely, I mean, everybody's got to get this interview and send it around to folks, because he's definitely hitting on all cylinders today. And then I'm going to tell you what's really coming up with the big Trump rally in D.C. on the 5th and 6th, and where you're going to want to be. Okay? Because now I can tell you what is going on. So I'm very, very excited to be able to break all this news and information for you coming up. I'll be right back.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.